from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of schools will be back in session by the end of next week, some in the middle of next week. Teachers go back into the classroom. A lot of questions. One of those is this cell phone controversy. Should they ban cell phones from students in schools? I was surprised that a lot of schools still allow kids to take their cell phones into classrooms. It would definitely be a distraction. It's a distraction for adults, but there are a lot of things to talk about with the president and CEO of Plant a Seed Children's Partnerships, and we welcome Skylar Wingate Massey. Good morning.
Good morning. Excited to be here, Larry.
I can tell even in a few seconds that you have a enthusiasm and passion for what you do. So first, tell people what Plant a Seed is all about.
Yes, sir. So Plant a Seed is about 20 years old. It's a supportive mentoring curriculum that is geared towards helping kids to identify their own intrinsic value.
And how do you do that?
So it's really neat. I started off as a child advocate at Kids Voice right here in Pittsburgh. And the way that we did it, when I was there, we saw so many kids that struggled with their identity. So what we do is we use arts. I was also a teacher, so we use education and we use athletics to try to create their own buy-in by helping them work together on projects, work together on team building activities that help them resolve conflict resolution and things like that.
I remember, you know, the anxiety still of the first day of school, you know, so much unknown, and kids go through that process and kind of find their place in a new environment, mostly each and every year, right?
Right.
So what kind of tools do you give them to deal with first and foremost those first few days, and then how to navigate where they fit in?
So we start off, we really focus on using videos and activities that are really relevant, because the biggest thing for kids today, kids feel, they feel disconnected, they feel disassociated, they feel like adults don't get them, right? And meanwhile, we were kids, so we understand. So we use videos, we use music to tie them in and to get them to see that they're not alone, that we do really understand. I think a lot of the issue is in our society today that we have this disconnect, when we really do have things that we share. We share values, music, we share activities, we share things. And so we truly try to focus in on things that are fun, like athletics, like basketball, you know, like soccer, like music, things like that.
And what about the use of cell phones in the classroom? What kind of feedback have you gotten? And certainly over the last 20 years, that landscape has changed tremendously.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Because when we started, we didn't even have this issue. So what I'm hearing a lot, and I actually went to a meeting over in the, I think, this north side of Pittsburgh. And there was a student there that I want to say a couple years ago was arrested for beating a teacher up because right. the teacher tried to take their cell phone. And what we're finding, you know, we can there are places, I think, schools of thought where, yes, they should take cell phones from kids. But then there are also schools of thought in other states and even in some schools here that are saying, well, for emergency reasons, you know, kids that might have diabetes, kids that, you know, with the violence and things like that, that we're being presented with, that's a reason why they believe that kids should have cell phone usage. I think that the issue is that we're so dependent on school, on cell phones, unfortunately, adults too, that we've gotten to a place where now there is a big, big issue with whether or not they should be utilized part of the day, half of the day, or not at all.
Well, I think most people would agree if they don't have access during class time, that would be beneficial because it's almost a natural distraction. It's an appendage for most people, and they feel lost without it, but it would help them focus in the classroom. And attention deficit is an issue with a lot of kids, and not just a diagnosed version.
Right, and I really agree. The thing that I find is really neat is in Plant a Seed, I work with a wonderful lady who has actually come up with a creative idea where in case of schools that do use cell phones, and they are still, it's still up in the air. There are some states that have decided they're going to use it part of the time, some, you know, not at all. Like here, you know, they have a program where they put the cell phones in a bag, and I can't remember the name of it, but some type of sealable bag right. for the day. And they're using that too. But what we found is a creative way where we actually have lessons and videos that are like 3 to 5 minutes that kids can access on a QR code on their cell phone. So we have come up with a way to let's try to get the lesson, let's try to get the relevant information on the cell phone. Since all of this mess is on the cell phone that kids are using, let's try to use the cell phone to be creative. Because I think one of the biggest things we need to do to reach our youth today is we have to be creative as teachers and educators in how we're reaching them.
And one of the things that, unfortunately, is the downside of those can be the cyberbullying that goes on in schools and how it goes viral when people do that in a cell phone environment. So it's an issue that's not going away anytime soon. How can people reach out to Plant a Seed for more information?
So you can check out our website. It's www.plantaseedpgh, that's one word, .com. Or you can email us at info@plantaseedpgh.com.
Well, we appreciate you taking time for us, Skylar Wingate-Massey, President and CEO of Plant a Seed.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Good luck with the new school year.
Thank you.
Back tonight, two shows, PPG Paints Arena, and one this evening, and then Sunday night. A lot going on in and around the burg, including Pirates coming home for a 3-game stint, and the Steelers Saturday will take on the Buffalo Bills. And we check in with the man in charge, the president, CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, Jared Bacher, brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good to see you.
Hard to believe that we're nearing the end of summer, but you got some programs underway for residents and visitors alike. That's everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And the summer goes so quickly, as we know. And I think a lot of that's just because there's so much going on. I think once you get through the first part of the summer leads into quickly the 4th of July, Picklesburg, and then obviously we're in the slide towards back to school season. And one of our focuses this year is to bring back Berg 101, which is really a program aimed at the 80,000 university and college students that come back into the Pittsburgh area every year and connecting them with a lot of our tourism partners across the region. It's a great opportunity for those new students who've never been to Pittsburgh before to really get out and explore the community and enjoy everything that we have on offer.
You know, I never thought of it that 80,000 are students. That's significant, obviously. So what do you got going for them?
So there's a large array of offerings that we've put together. We have over 70 of our business partners around the region, again, from attractions, museums, experiences, restaurants, breweries, distilleries, and so forth, that offer discounts and different incentives to get those individuals into their businesses. Again, 80,000 students, as you said, it's such a big population that comes into the Pittsburgh area every year that it's really exciting. And again, a lot of these are new students. This is a great way for us to do our part to give them an amazing experience in Pittsburgh, and hopefully they might consider making Pittsburgh their home in the long term.
Yeah, and I know it's move-in week for freshmen. A lot of people, high anxiety and excitement all at the same time. All right, as we transition from summer to fall, also marks the return of the Pittsburgh Restaurant Week.
Restaurant Week is back, absolutely. So now through August 18th, so there's just a few days left to really take advantage of it. But Restaurant Week is very popular. It's now held twice a year. Obviously, a lot of restaurants offer some really attractive discounts aimed at our residents within the Pittsburgh area. It's a great time, too, to go out and enjoy restaurants that you might not enjoy on a normal or regular basis. It's really exciting. And then right around the corner, of course, as we get through Restaurant Week, is all of the fall activities, including a plethora of Oktoberfest events going on this year. It's really exciting.
I know it's interesting to me that Oktoberfest in Germany is in September. So, and that's, we're halfway through August. So this is all right around the corner.
All right around the corner. And you know, Pittsburghers like to drag things out sometimes. So I think Oktoberfest will probably go well beyond September.
Oh, yeah. In this town, absolutely. We'll have a great weekend, Jared. Thanks for the update.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate you.
Brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh. And if you haven't, visitpittsburgh.com. It's a tremendous resource for us. Even if you grew up here, I think you'll be surprised what you learn. Visitpittsburgh.com. And the good doctor, Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry, joins us every Thursday at this time. You can also see Dr. Mike via our video at katycanradio.com. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. You guys look so good so early in the morning.
Oh, man, you should see us when we get here. It's not pretty, yeah. Doc.
I know that Larry's eyes look like two little holes in the snow first thing.
Oh, man. I'd seen you on TV, Doc, too, KDK TV. You have a busy schedule, mostly with your patients.
Yeah. It's a good week.
And we got questions from your fans. Greg in the north side wants to know, this is a great question. What's the safest way to introduce my dog to a new baby in the family? And maybe this is for any pets that you have in a home when you bring home a baby.
Yeah, I've done it five times, or Beth and I have done it five times. And this is a very common question, and I love this question. And you want to prepare your dog. You know, when the baby's born, certainly you can bring a blanket home or something so he can smell it maybe ahead of time. But I even nowadays, it's so easy to get like baby noises on the computer where you can start getting them used to that. Make sure everything's controlled when you introduce them. And the biggest thing that the new parents worry about is that they're not going to spend enough time with their dog because they have, you know, new baby. And I think it's just the opposite. I think they go overboard because that dog or dogs are usually their baby, or even cats, they're usually their babies before the first child comes home. So a lot of people, I just say, don't, you know, make sure you give them the same amount of time. And that's just the most important thing you can do. And always controlled introductions. Never leave them alone. No matter how much you trust them, just don't leave them alone, you know, for a long time. So that's my recommendation.
Brett in Bethel Park has the next question. He says he's planning a trip, has to board his dog for the first time, and he wants to know what to look for in a boarding facility. He wants to be sure it's safe and comfortable.
Yeah, I think that's important, and maybe visit it and see what it looks like. Make sure there's an exercise space and exercise time for your dog, and, you know, how do they run? What's their staff like? What are the reviews like? How clean are they? All of those things, I think, are very important. And then, security. Make sure your dog's can't get away easily. And most of them have devil security things, you know, set up in case they get through the first door. There's another door that prevents them from getting away. And that's the most important thing. Just, you know, visit them and look at the reviews and make sure all of those things look good where you're okay and feel comfortable leaving your dog. You can even speak to your veterinarian. We all have areas around us that lots of clients board and then give us the reviews because I always tell people when I recommend a place, it's because my clients are coming back giving them a 9 or a 10.
Okay.
And dear Dr. Mike, Mark in Fox Chapel wants to know, are there any specific vaccinations I should consider for my dog if we frequently hike in wooded areas?
Yeah, make sure they're up to date on rabies, of course, because that's where you could get possible exposures out in the woods. Leptospirosis is a bacterial disease that's spread by the urine of wildlife, rodents, raccoons, skunks, and maybe even deer. So, and your dogs, because they're going to drink water, you know, sniff water, you want to make sure that they're vaccinated for leptospirosis. Lyme disease, of course, make sure they have tick prevention, flea and tick prevention, because those ticks will spread Lyme disease. And then the other one would make sure they're on good parasite protection. That's not a vaccine, but make sure they're on good parasite protection. And if they do get diarrhea from drinking the water out in the woods, get a fecal sample into your vet quickly, because Giardia is one of those common parasites that they can pick up outside and water from near wildlife as well.
Dr. Mike, an initial question from me. I was talking with a neighbor who just got a new dog, and there's separation anxiety issues already. And she was questioning whether or not she should get a second dog, if that would help.
That's always a veterinarian's response. Get a new puppy.
Job security built in. I get it.
Yeah. Yes, that could help. But other things that work is that when you're leaving, when you separate, I like a Kong toy. They have holes on both ends. You can fill them up with chicken noodle soup, low salt, of course. Put it upside down in a cup, fill it up with the chicken noodle soup, and then freeze it. And that makes a good treat when you're leaving and keeps them busy. And sometimes things like that help. Take short trips away, maybe for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and leave something like that and come back. And it can make it a pleasant time until they get used to the routine. Very rarely do we need to use medications to assist with that, But there are some medications that we could help with, the veterinarians could help with, if that's not working. And certainly working with a trainer would help too, because it gives you some more tips. But that would just be one tip. And if you take your time, usually you can get them so they're very comfortable. They just want to know that you're coming back and know your schedule.
And Doc, we talked to an entomologist yesterday about this black-legged tick, which is a deer tick. And I know we talked this maybe ad nauseum, but you have a simple thing to do to help repel ticks that involves a mouthwash.
Yeah, if you take some Listerine and water, get a spray bottle, fill it 9/10 of the way with original Listerine, not the minty fresh, and then the rest with water, shake it up. You can spray it over your clothes. You can spray it on the dog's fur before you go out. You know, certainly test it on your dog, but I haven't heard anybody tell me that they have any problems with it. And it helps repel the ticks. It doesn't kill them, but if you're going for a walk in the woods, it's a great thing to do. Did you have the entomologist on because of the Powassan disease?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the tick-borne disease. That can spread in 15 minutes after a tick bite. That's a nightmare.
My goodness.
And the black-legged tick, like you said, is the deer tick. And that's how you can tell it's a deer tick, because of the black legs. Fortunately, Lyme disease takes about 36 to 48 hours to transmit after the bite. So if they're on a flea and tick prevention, or you repel them off, or you have them say on next guard, when they bite the dog, they're going to die, usually within 18 hours. They don't pick up Lyme disease typically, but something that spreads in 15 minutes, what a nightmare.
And you can go to animalgeneral.net. Doc has other information and podcasts, but it's really important to deal with the ticks. Always good to check in, Doc, and good to see you this morning. We'll see you next Thursday.
All right. Pleasure is mine.
And you can go to kdkradio.com for a link, again, to animalgeneral.net. Pro camp yesterday. As you know, Paul, our own Jeff Hathorn was up there. Russell Wilson, part of the focus, and what he had to say just after experiencing St. Vincent College for the first time.
Felt great today. Yeah, just getting better and better every day. Guys did a great job making plays today. You know, a lot of touchdowns today, like a lot of good work today. Line did a great job. Just feel good.
And his biggest takeaway?
And most importantly, what I've learned is just who the guys are. That's the best part. Just the teammates that we have, man. It's like, it's just a lot of fun. You know, all the way from Van Jefferson and his family and his, you know, his kids, all the kids he's got, and all the inside jokes me and him have, to, you know, obviously GP and getting to know him. So some of the linemen as well, you know, guys like Dan Moore, and just so many guys that have gone through stuff. And getting to know Cam Hayward, and I got to do his podcast the other day, which was amazing, and just to be able to bond with him, a guy that's been at such an elite level, so high up for so many years, just so prestigious as a player and a person, as a man, hence why he won Man of the Year, and just to be able to talk about those moments. So that was cool, just too. So this, and then be able to sit down with Coach Tomlin, experience, you know, get to learn his experience of why he became a coach and family, and it's just truly humbling every day to be around such good guys.
And for those that don't know, the Steelers are one of the few teams left that actually have a training camp that's outside of their facility,
right? Yep.
Where they don't have the fan interaction. So 57 years the Steelers and St. Vincent College have been teamed up for summer camp.
Quarterbacks for us have been a good area. I think that, you know, we've not had the kind of trouble or questions that other teams have. Like, take for example the Vikings. Did you hear what happened?
I did.
So their top pick, the number 10 pick in the draft, their rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, is going to miss the entire regular season with a knee injury. He injured his meniscus. They went in to have a look, and they said, you're done for the year.
Jeez.
And I think that they're going to have to turn to Sam Darnold is going to be their starter. Yeah.
And the Steelers host the Buffalo Bills Saturday night. 7 o'clock kickoff at Acrisure Stadium. Gates open at 5. Keep in mind, there's a day Pirates game.
Oh, that's right.
Against the Mariners. So it's going to be busy on the North Shore with a doubleheader Saturday, Pirates and Steelers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.